Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of October 5th, 2009. A special Jeff Award will be presented to director-producer William Polinsky at the Jeff Award ceremony on October 19th in recognition of his 50 years in theater. The Second City will also receive a tribute award in honor of their 50th anniversary. Polinsky was the founder and artistic director of Candlelight Playhouse, America's first dinner theater, which opened in Washington, D.C. in 1959 and then in Summit, Illinois in 1961. Polinsky is widely recognized for his work as a director of the American musical and has produced more than 400 shows in his career. He has served as the artistic director at the Theater at the Center since 2005. The 41st Annual Jeff Award Ceremony will be held on Monday, October 19th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. Tickets can be purchased at the Jeff Awards website, which is www.jeffawards.org. The Jeff Awards have been honoring outstanding theater artists every year since 1968, and the next non-equity award ceremony will be held at the Park West on June 7th of 2010. Check out the article about William Polinsky's extraordinary career on our website, theaterinchicago.com's Theater News section. Following the recent closure of Appletree Theater and their educational programs, some other companies are stepping up to fill in the gaps. The Improv Playhouse from Highland Park will be taking over the Eileen Bevers Traveling Troupe, which was a teen ensemble at Appletree. The Improv Playhouse has taken on several of the teaching staff and will offer some of the students credits towards their programs. The new group will be called the North Shore Traveling Troupe and will keep the performance schedule at the Museum of Science and Industry and the Botanical Gardens for the holidays. We are still waiting for another company to take hold of Appletree's main theater company, but for now, the good news is that part of the educational programs will continue. Benno Nelson brings us another article in his Full Storefrontal series. This edition focuses on Caffeine Theater with an interview with the artistic director Jennifer Shook and how the company produces work that makes audiences think. Be sure to check out the interview on Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.